We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One thing that I learned last night, Randy, from the Braves, and there's still plenty of questions going into the playoffs. Tomorrow, we're going to actually try to design our ideal lineup.
Okay.
Not pitching rotation, because right. That's been the hot discussion. We'll try to design our ideal lineup with guys getting healthy mm-hmm. and guys playing the way that they've been playing and all of that. Dallas Keuchel's my game one starter. Dallas Keuchel starts game one in the playoffs for me. Over his last six games, he's got a sub-1 ERA. Mm-hmm. Not only that, he's been there before.
Before the six games, he got rocked.
He did once.
He got rocked. It was that game where
really bad.
And then as a pro is pro. You go into the lab and you look at the tape and what did I do? We talked about this with Dallas. He's got to be perfect though. You know what I'm saying? He's got to have that ball placement right where he needs it, because if not, Andy, it's going out the park.
Here's the thing though that I like about Dallas. Well, I like a lot of things about Dallas Keuchel. One of the things that I like about Dallas Keuchel regarding what you just said, Randy, about him needing to be nearly perfect and just be as exact and precise as he possibly can be, is when he isn't, what we've seen over the last six starts is he seems to have the ability to correct it on the fly,
right?
Like in the game. Because one of my favorite things in watching Keuchel pitch, and look, obviously you never want to see your guys get into tough spots, but I almost like watching Dallas Keuchel get into jams and watch him work out of them. Last night he had a runner on first and third with no outs. He gave up one run, and he worked through the next three batters so systematically. He was willing to give up a run for an out, and he got that. And he got the next three guys out, got out of the inning, only gave up one run. I mean, only gave up one run in his entire start. But he's so calm in those moments where things might not be going perfectly.
Right.
And he's got the ability to say, all right, this guy does this. They got these runners on. I'm gonna manage this situation very, very cautiously
and
get out of it and then live to play another day, essentially. Then he came back for a couple more innings and looked really good. That's one thing that I liked about what Max Fried did the other night, was we saw him get punched in the mouth in the first inning and find the ability to last five innings after having that terrible start. Dallas Keuchel has the ability to do that.
Yeah,
he
does.
He's done it in the playoffs before. That's why I like him so much.
Here's the thing with that is, if you do that, those other three guys that pitched right behind him yesterday got to do the exact same thing.
Sure.
They got to do that. And the way they've been pitching lately, it gives you the confidence to automatically assume that they'll do that, you know, when the playoffs come around. But right now, I don't even think Snick knows. I know that, you know, Dallas looked good yesterday. I thought you were going to say his beard too, but.
Well, I like his beard too. Yeah, it's a good beard.
But no, he's just one of those guys. Like Snick said, he's been there. He's been in those big, high leverage, high pressure moments of World Series. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's been in those type of fires, and nobody on this squad who's throwing the ball off a mound he's been a closer.
No one even playing.
No one who plays
for the Braves has the type of experience that Keuchel and McCann have.
So that's the thing that we keep talking about, is would you go with experience over the youth? And you know, Soroka the other day, he made you, you know, just a little bit, because he's been great.
It's not just the other day, though.
But it's been a couple times. You're like,
his last five starts, his ERA is over four.
You're like,
He hasn't looked as sharp as he did.
I think that's where you're at when you talk about the Braves pitching. I also think that Dallas Keuchel is going to get the ball in the first game. But my thing is he going to be able to, you know, because he can go on shorter rest because he knows what to do. But I'm saying, will he be as effective on shorter rest? Because he's not the same pitcher when he went on short rest before. You know what I'm saying? As far as velocity and all those things. Now, he can battle, like you say, he can battle, he can deal, he can paint the corners and do all those things. But how effective will it be if he's, say, going off a three-day rest?
I'm not sure. We'll have to see if it gets to that point. The ideal situation, I think, would be he goes game one and wins.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't have to go on short rest. The only time I'm using Dallas Keuchel on short rest, really, I guess, would be if they won game one and then the next two guys went out there and just laid eggs in games two and three and they were down 2-1 and you needed to try to right the ship and put Dallas Keuchel back out there for game four. And that might not even be short rest, depending on how the schedule of the series breaks down. What I know is, and again, unless Dallas Keuchel completely falls off a cliff in the next three starts that he probably has before the playoffs,
right.
when I go game one of the division series, when the Braves play whoever it is that they play, Dallas Keuchel's my starting pitcher, and Brian McCann's behind the plate.
Yes.
Now, we can fill out the lineup in other ways. We know Freddie. We know who the infield's going to be.
Right.
I think we have a pretty good idea what the outfield's going to look like. But those are my guys. That's my one, and that's my two. And those are the guys with the most experience.
Right.
Those are the guys that are most directly in control of the game. And those are the guys that I feel most comfortable with saying, all right, here's a playoff game. Go out and win it for me, because I think that they can do it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.